Our next guest is Angie Weeks. Angie saw a need firsthand to provide aid and companionship to Australians' brave first responders, our fireys, police, ambos, and of course, our veterans as well, many of whom struggle with the trauma and stress of their working lives spent helping to protect you and me. Angie's focus lies in the rescue and rehabilitation of abandoned dogs to provide the help and companionship so desperately needed. So she knows a thing or two about understanding dogs, and month by month she's teaching you and I the language of dogs. Come and listen. Good morning, Angie.
Hi, Rosemary. So last month we spoke about dogs being sentient beings and having the same emotional states as humans. Today, let's look at the six touch positions which builds trust. All dogs are different and just like humans, like being touched in different places. But first, let's explore the no-go zone when meeting a dog. No-go is on top of the head or back of the neck. Generally, we would be leaning over the top of the dog, which is seen as a non-verbal threat and a dominant position. So to connect, open your hand with palm facing upward, allow the dog to come to you. If they move in toward you, they are saying, yes, pat me. Position one is with your palm facing upwards, give the dog a stroke under their chin and on their chest. The second position, dogs generally enjoy a long pat down the side of their body or even a scratch. And the thirdly, the inguinal, the soft skin just inside the thighs. You pat here gently and your dog will melt into you. And this is a great position to help dogs settle. The fourth position, back of the thigh. This position will have them leaning into you. The fifth position, and for some pure delight, is the base of the tail. This spot will have many dogs dancing. The final position, an absolutely pure heaven, is the ears, especially just in front, but only on a dog who knows and trusts you. It's only a matter of trying these six positions and then using what your dog loves to get the results and the behaviours you want.
Angie, it is absolutely fascinating language, isn't it? And it is so good to learn how communicating clearly and easily with your fur baby. Angie Weeks, CEO of PTSD Dogs Australia, thanks for sharing your knowledge and keeping our community connected. And if anybody wants to listen to this again, they can go to the podcast on 101.5 website. Thank you, Angie.
Thank you, Rosemary.